From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A defiant Donald Trump says there is zero chance he would withdraw from the presidential race, even though several high-profile Republicans have condemned him for talking crudely about women. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, along with Trump's former opponents, John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have all come out against his statements. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana even said that he could not condone or defend Trump's words in a videotape from 2005. The candidate's wife, Melania Trump, said in a statement, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man I know." The candidate issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying that the words on the tape, which included several lewd references to women, do not reflect who he is now. Trump later waved to supporters outside the Trump Tower in New York City. On his Twitter account, he said he would never drop out of the race, will never let my followers down. A weakened Hurricane Matthew neared the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean and along the U.S. Atlantic coast Saturday after killing nearly 1,000 people. North Carolina's governor cautioned people against trying to return to their rain-soaked homes too early.
This is going to have a prolonged event in areas 20 and 30 and 50 miles to 100 miles inland in North Carolina.
The hurricane center was about 85 kilometers off Cape Fear, North Carolina, late Saturday. It has sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. Serious flooding was reported in many areas from Florida to North Carolina. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a French-drafted UN Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate end to airstrikes in Syria. The French, along with Spain, had demanded an end to all flights over the city of Aleppo, which has been the site of terrible bombardments, including an attack on a hospital Thursday that left 20 people dead. U.S. Ambassador David Pressman said Saturday's vote could mean the end of the city.
One of us, perversely the president of the United Nations Security Council, is intent on allowing the killing to continue and indeed participating in carrying it out.
A rival Russian resolution calling for separation of moderate and extremist forces in Syria but not an end to the air campaign failed to get the necessary 9 yes votes. Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria with government forces reporting the takeover of an area on Aleppo's northern outskirts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government forces also recaptured several towns from rebels in Hama's northern countryside and in the town of Al-Hamih, northwest of Damascus. An airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition has killed as many as 140 and wounded hundreds of others attending a funeral at a hall in Yemen's capital city, Sana'a. Witnesses said that one missile hit the hall and another landed nearby during the funeral for the father of Galal al-Rawishan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. Al-Rawishan is reported to have been seriously injured. The UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen said in a statement that 140 people were killed and 525 wounded. A source with the Saudi-led coalition told the Reuters news agency the coalition had no role in the airstrike. At the White House, National Security Council spokesperson Ned Price said the United States is deeply disturbed by the reports of the funeral hall strike. German police continue to search for a suspect identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr after receiving intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained 3 people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. And security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism. Those killed were members of the Jumatal Mujahideen Bangladesh, which is blamed for a deadly attack on a cafe in the capital Dhaka in July. 22 people were killed, including 17 foreigners. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.